we have Lawyer Up with our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, lanierlawgroup.com. She goes inside so many stories here every week for us and never gets them wrong, period. There she is. Lisa, hello. How are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
We also like to, at this time, try to update what you've been having for dinner here for the past week. You texted me a picture of some honey glazed salmon. And I said, well, now you're talking. You know, now we don't have...
Exactly. I knew you would like that. I usually try to gross you out.
I know.
Well, one of the most recent posts I saw, Lisa, about food was you made homemade boba tea.
Oh, Lord. You back into the boba tea again?
Yeah.
I thought you were off that. I thought you were clean and sober now. Come on.
Is that Indian?
What is boba tea?
My daughter, you know, the teenage thing, they're into boba tea. It's these little tapioca balls that you heat up. And you put them in like a chai tea. It's tasty, but I was mainly doing that with her because she was interested in it.
Well, my son is also a teenager, and I think if I said boba tea to him, he'd think
is he a rapper?
Is that like a Pop-Tart?
Does he have a TikTok? What song does he sing?
Wait, what? He might think he's a Star Wars character.
Boba tea.
Boba tea is the
artsy. That's Boba Fetta. It's a cheese.
That's right.
Yeah, she's the artsy teenager.
Yeah, and you're
a gamer.
Plus,
yeah.
Your teenagers are so socially conscious as well, because you always try to make foods that are like kind to the earth and all those kinds of
things. They were watching Super Tuesday Returns.
They were watching Super
Tuesday. Right.
No, like families do.
You have amazing children.
You do. I said to my son, it's Super Tuesday. He thought that meant there
you're
was...
damn right.
He thought there was a wrestling match on.
Is it? Can I stream it?
Yeah.
Is The Rock back?
We're raising them differently, Lisa. You know, each his own.
Yeah. Hey. All children are beautiful.
Exactly.
All wonderful.
In God's eyes.
Absolutely.
How many cavities do your kids have, Lisa?
Lisa, my son just went to the dentist, had 2 cavities and 8 hot spots. I don't know if your children have the same. How are their teeth doing?
They're doing great. They don't have any cavities.
What do you know? No cavities.
Well,
you know.
It's all that organic tofu I'm feeding.
Oh, yes.
That's it. Don't get stuck in your teeth.
Now the turntables have turned.
Well, listen, this is not a parenting competition.
It's not. No, it's not a comparison.
Not to use it. We're not.
Because you're winning.
Yeah, I do. They're stopping the fight.
Yeah, you better stop it.
Lisa, you're way ahead.
Somebody ring the bell.
On points, the towel is flying in from Kelly's corner.
Ding, 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 ding.
He's out on his feet looking for his mouthpiece.
This is not a cop. We're friends.
Drooled, saliva hanging from his mouth.
I parent the way I parent. That's it. Lisa, do you ever go a whole weekend and not see your children? Like, but even though they're in the same
house,
you know, you still don't see them. They just go up to their rooms and you're like, I have no idea if they're even home. It can really be nice. Let's get to the legal cases here. This is from overseas now. A comedian named Joe Lycett has officially changed his name to Hugo Boss. He legally changed his name to Hugo Boss. Chris Dim told us about this the other day in a Dim report. Because he says that Hugo Boss has targeted small companies that use the word boss in their names, sent him cease and desist letters, and tried to sue, which he says they're being a big bully here. And all of his fans are loving this, by the way. We speculated that in the United States, this wouldn't fly. You couldn't change your name legally to Hugo Boss because he's trying to get under their skin because they can't make him legally change it back. What are your thoughts here? And does Hugo Boss go after everybody like they're saying that uses the word boss in any kind of their advertising? Lisa, what do you think?
Yeah, apparently they do. I mean, like he cited as one of his reasons for doing it. Like just recently, they went after a brewery that is called Boss Brewing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of thing is pretty, that's pretty bad because what you typically are only going to try to protect your trademark and you typically would only win in protecting your trademark if you're in a similar area of commerce, you know, a similar industry.
Yep.
And here where, you know, they are, you know, Hugo Boss clothing mainly, they do some housewares. They're not a brewery, you know, so there's not going to be any confusion there that this is a Hugo Boss product in terms of this beer or whatever that they're brewing there. So, yeah, so I think it's, I think they are pretty aggressive. And sometimes, you know, this company is huge. He quoted in the article that they do $2.7 billion in annual sales. That's a big company, powerful company. And what they're doing is going after these little, like this brewery that can't afford to fight them. And so they are winning and making people change their names, even though they probably wouldn't win if it went all the way through litigation.
Oh, really? They just badger them with legal fees to get them to change their name. I don't like that, Hugo Boss.
Come on, Hugo Boss.
I have decided not to buy any more Hugo Boss clothing, Lisa.
Because I'm so take that 2.7 billion number you had.
That's right.
Half it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cut it in half, Lisa.
Watch their stock fall today. I don't, this may surprise you, Lisa. We've hung around a little bit together. I don't own much Hugo Boss stuff.
Yeah, haven't seen you wear any Hugo Boss.
No, I'm usually in. I like to, you know, my look. Today I'm wearing a ill-fitting Central Perk sweatshirt.
Yes.
From the Friends collection.
Imagine if Hugo Boss saw you that.
From the NBC Universal store.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Lisa, wonderful to have you on as always today. Let's share parenting tips more often. I think we can help each other out. Don't you think we can help?
I think so.
What's on my dinner menu tonight? Oh, it's seafood night, having fish sticks again tonight.
Hey.
Flying caught?
No.
Only the best.
Pan seared?
Absolutely. Nothing but the best for my children.